Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The National Red Run 3.0, organized by the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society in collaboration with the Nagaland Olympic Association and Nagaland Athletics Association, is currently underway at the Agri-Expo Fort Myer Chumukedima. The event features two categories, general and competitive. In the competitive category, two male and two female participants from 35 states are taking part, while around 700 runners are participating in the general category covering a distance of 2 km. The competitive run covers 10 km and has drawn 140 athletes. The National Red Run aims to promote awareness on HIV/AIDS and encourage healthy living through sports. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is a legacy, an idea and an institution for this nation. He urged citizens of the country, especially youth, to take inspiration from his life to build a Viksit Bharat. The minister made these remarks while delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2025 at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Mandavia said that by removing Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completing Sardar Patel's unfinished work.
Sardar 150 mana raha hai. Uska matlab hai continuous 2 saal tak hum Sardar saab ko jaane, Sardar saab ko samjhe, Sardar saab se prerna le. Kya usme visheshta thi? क्या उसमें ऐसी खूबियां थी कि जो आज 562 रियासत को एक करके लोह पुरुष के रूप में अखंड भारत के निर्माता के रूप में हम याद करते हैं.
As a mark of respect to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was India's first information and broadcasting minister, Akashvani hosts the annual Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture. The recording of this lecture will be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on the entire network of Akashvani on the occasion of Sardar Patel's birth anniversary on 31st October. Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio and Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak have extended greetings to the Zeliang community on the occasion of Chagagadi and Langsimni Festival. In his message, Governor Bhalla said, "These vibrant celebrations mark the completion of the agricultural year and express gratitude to the Almighty for His abundant blessings." He hopes that the festivals would strengthen the spirit of unity, peace and brotherhood among all communities while preserving the rich cultural heritage of the people. The governor also wished everyone celebrating Chagagadi and Langsimni happiness, prosperity and continued progress. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio thanked the Almighty for his blessings of a bountiful harvest and good health, and also honored the women folk for nurturing families and strengthening the community. Meanwhile, MPS Pangnon Konyak in her message said that the celebration symbolized thanksgiving, renewal and new beginnings among families and villages. She further hoped that the festive season bring blessings, happiness and prosperity to all. The GST Bajat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the apparel footwear sector are helping citizens. A report.
The next generation GST reforms have provided major relief to the apparel and footwear sector. Under the new tax structure, GST has been reduced to 5% for up to 2,500 rupees per piece on ready-made garments. This rationalization has stimulated domestic demand in small towns and rural regions. Similarly, the tax rates on man-made yarns has been reduced from 12% to 5%, reducing reliance on imports and boosting exports. In addition, footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair now attracts only 5% GST instead of 12%, making stylish and durable footwear more accessible to young and middle-income consumers. Kahir, Akashvani, Kohima.
And the first state-level sub-junior, junior and senior Wushu Sanda Championship organized by Nagaland Wushu Association NWA in collaboration with Department of Youth Resources and Sports culminated yesterday at the Pelle Kheje Indoor Stadium, Kohima. A total of 93 athletes participated in the championship. The group championship title was won by Perin District, while Kohima District received the award for Best Disciplined Team. Attending the prize distribution ceremony, advisor for CAWD and Taxes and President NWA, Kudit Chokamo said that sports offer vast career opportunities and urges athletes to remain dedicated and disciplined in their pursuit. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.